That's what makes us tough. And we keep it coming. We're the people that live. They can't wipe us out. They can't lick us.
The change has started, and the change in Detroit is real.
We're back!
Here, you can actually see what you do affect a great American city and its hopefully historical comeback.
Welcome into Opportunity Detroit. Hi, this is Paul W. Smith. Good lineup of guests. Kyle Black will be here, the owner of Rollercade. Armand Harris, the owner of Jabs Gym, Eastern Market. And Lindsay Perlmutter, the owner of Vita Hydration. It's all interesting people working hard to improve the city of Detroit every day. And it's all right here, right now, on Opportunity Detroit.
Detroit, Michigan!
We begin on Opportunity Detroit today with Kyle Black, the owner of Rollercade. This is a good family business. And Kyle, welcome to the program. It's actually a generational business, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Paul, and I'm glad you guys had me out today.
Well, we're happy to have the third-generation owner of Rollercade, and you're running it, and I think people can tell by the difference it has to do with roller skates.
Yes, it does. So Rollercade was started by my grandparents in 1955, and I'm the third-generation owner, and we're based out of Southwest Detroit.
Now, I'm just going to have to assume, as dangerous as that might be, that with a third generation of the roller skating business and a roller rink, Rollercade, you're probably a pretty good skater, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I am pretty good. They made us put the skates on early. They needed help teaching the classes, so we had to learn fast.
Well, good for you. Now, you started on roller skates, I'm rather certain, but is there a place for roller blades in all of this?
Yeah, absolutely. So at both, you can use roller blades at both locations. We offered them for rentals at our original location, but the floor is definitely open for inlines as well.
Now, are you a traditionalist with the four wheels, or do you do some roller blading?
Yeah, Paul, I'm old school. I need all four wheels. I need a pair of quads under me. I can do inline, but I prefer to do quads.
Yeah, I understand. I'm not good at either, but I understand that a lot. And I am amazed at how strong roller skating is. It almost seems as if that there's been a rebirth of the importance of roller skating. And I mean, you may not sense that because you've been doing it nonstop for three generations, but hasn't it picked up and gotten more popular again rather recently?
Yes, there has been a resurgence of popularity in roller skating. I think during the pandemic, it was one of the few activities that you could kind of do by yourself away from people outside without having to go somewhere. And social media has definitely helped in encouraging people to come out and skate. I think people are starting to remember how cool roller skating really is.
And usually, or often I should say, maybe not usually, but often it takes something that's happened in the movies or something else where you would get that extra boost. I don't know, has there been any movie lately that has pushed roller skating?
You know, there hasn't been a movie in a long time, but TikTok, Instagram, it's been all over social media. So,
isn't that interesting?
No movies, so, but every day on the internet is somebody new trying to skate, and I'm seeing new moves. I'm seeing stuff I've never seen before in my 30 years of living in the skating business. So
There's a commercial, and I don't remember, this is not so good because I don't remember the product, but there is a young lady skating, and it's beautifully done, and she's skating backwards, and then they pull out the camera shot, and you didn't even know she was on skates, but she's skating backwards and doing all kinds of stuff. It brought up my interest level in skating again. Give us a little bit of the history of Rollercade, and you've got the two locations. Talk about those as well, if you would.
Yeah, so our original location like I said, is located in Southwest Detroit. That was started in 1955, and it's a quite unique skating rink. It doesn't have a wood floor. It has a terrazzo floor, which makes us completely different from every skating rink in Metro Detroit. Terrazzo is a material that's made from marble, granite, and concrete, and it's polished and burnished smooth. So it's a very, very fast, smooth rolling skating floor. And our outdoor location in downtown Detroit is located on the Monroe Street, it's located in the Monroe Street Midway, and that has VersaCourt, which is an outdoor roller skating floor.
All right, so that you're operating out of the Monroe Street Midway for the summer, and how did that come about?
Just through a partnership with Bedrock, we wanted to do something different, and Bedrock had an opportunity for us to bring something completely unique to the city, and we partnered up, and we got it going.
Well, that's beautiful. And they've helped so many people operate, start, expand so many businesses in the city of Detroit. Good for them. And good for you for taking advantage of the opportunity. Now, if we're going to visit Midway, the Monroe Street Midway, what do we need to know beforehand? And you have there the skate rental and everything else you need?
Yes, everything you need to have a good time is already there. So if you don't have your own skates, you can rent. If you have your own skates, you can just come out. It's a short waiver that you have to fill out, and then we can get you out there to skate. The fee is only $13, and that includes rental skates and a locker if you need it. And the skate times are 2 to 3 hours long, depending on what day of the week you can. So we also have sessions that are catered towards adults after 8 p.m. We have 21 and up skating every Friday and Saturday. So if you're looking for more information, you can visit deckedoutdetroit.com. Again, that's deckedoutdetroit.com. And you can get more information on the Monroe Street Midway. Also, there's more to do than just roller skating as well. So make sure you go over to that website and just look at all the activities you can participate in.
Well, we have the owner, third generation owner of Rollercade with us, Kyle Black. What are some of the other things you can do if you say that there's more than just skating?
So if you're not a skater and you come down and visit the Monroe Street Midway, you can play basketball. We have putt-putt golf. And we also have food trucks and a concession stand. So there's more to do than just roller skating. If you bring the kids, we have like hopscotch, Connect Four. We even have a giant chessboard. So it's a lot of engaging activities at the Monroe Street Midway.
Well, that's beautiful. That is plenty to do for the whole family. And you said $13 gets you the skate rental and 2 or 3 hours of skating?
Yeah, depending on what time of day you come, the sessions are 2 or 3 hours long. And it also includes a locker key to store your belongings.
You know, it's interesting because as I look into the history of Rollercade, it's been a community hub for a long time. And throughout the decades, customers have included everyone from big names like the Supremes, the Temptations, Bow Wow, to neighborhood kids celebrating their birthdays. So you've seen it and experienced it all, haven't you, Kyle?
Yeah, the Motown was a little bit before my days, but I definitely was there when Bow Wow came, and he came out twice. So we've definitely had, you know, some very popular people come hang out at the Rollercade.
Very good. And you say deckedoutdetroit.com is the place to go to get more information?
Yeah, deckedoutdetroit.com is the place to go to get more information for the Monroe Street Midway. And you can always visit rollercadedetroit.com for more information on roller skating.
Rollercadedetroit.com. Rollercadedetroit.com. Excellent. Anything else we need to know, Kyle, before I let you go?
Just find you a pair of skates, put them on, and go have some fun. Michigan has a lot of beautiful roller rinks, so just visit one today.
You do rent out skates as well?
Yes, we do. We rent skates.
Okay, in case people don't have them. And rollerblades are welcome 2.
Yep.
At Rollercade.
At both locations.
At both locations, and you can look that up at RollercadeDetroit.com. Thanks so much for letting us know about this third-generation family business, Kyle Black. We really appreciate you, and safe skating to you.
Thank you for having me, Paul, and I hope everybody has a good time on skates.
Absolutely. As we continue, an opportunity Detroit. As we continue on Opportunity Detroit, we meet Armand Harris. Armand is the owner of Jabs Gym Eastern Market. Welcome to Opportunity Detroit, Armand.
How you doing, Paul? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing well, thank you, and thank you for being here. You have been on a fitness journey since 2012. Tell me about that.
Well, I've been on a fitness journey from an administrative standpoint, I guess, since 2012. But my fitness journey has spanned it way before that. As I played football at Wayne State University, as I played football for Tyrone Wheatley at DeBoer Heights Robershaw. So I've always been passionate about fitness, specifically for the reasons that my grandfather has suffered from diabetes for as long as I've known him, right, as long as I've been alive. So I later turned my passion for fitness into profit, if you would, with businesses like Rennes Town Detroit, as well as Jabs Gym Eastern Market.
I'm fascinated to see that Jabs Gym Eastern Market, which you are, Armand, has actually trained some of the state's most notable athletes and brands. You've worked with Quicken Loans, Western Michigan University, the Detroit Pistons organization, and Triumph Church, to name a few. Tell me, what do? You move in and you set up a certain program plan and then help these athletes work through those plans?
Yeah, well, I think that it's one of the things that people like to chat about is the athletes I've trained, but I think more importantly is the everyday athlete. So since 2015, we've trained Metro Detroit, everybody from attorneys to doctors to school teachers to the everyday athlete, the person that still is going out there making Detroit, developers, making Detroit what it is. That's where Jabs Gym has built its core on. So for 7 days a week, since 2015, we've had classes there where we teach people how to box. We teach people how to weightlift. We have classes that focus on the core and the glutes. And this is a great time to have a sweat with a group full of motivated individuals.
What made you bring your business to Eastern Market?
Oh, actually, my partner, David Tesler, had a location in Birmingham, and he understood that, hey, we really should be in downtown Detroit. Downtown Detroit is the wave. It's growing. It's a lot of hype. And he initially moved or started the second location in the Eastern Market. I was in the process where I wanted to already build a gym in downtown Detroit, and so I decided to partner with him on building Jabs Gym Eastern Market. I think Eastern Market is an incredible place, incredible neighborhood with free parking. People from all over the world come to visit Detroit's Eastern Market, which is a huge fresh fruit and vegetable and fresh food market that's open to the public. So I think it's a very unique space to have a gym.
That's beautiful. And what do you say to people who say, I really need to get into shape, but I either A, can't do it, B, don't have the time, or C, maybe the motivation, even though we already know that it's going to lengthen your life and make your life better if you exercise. How do you convince people that they ought to come visit Jabs Gym at Eastern Market?
Well, one of the ways, Paul, is our first visit is free. And we've been one of the most visited gyms over the past 6 years, even making it all the way through the pandemic. So many other businesses have closed. And I think the proof's in the pudding. We have a very small advertising budget, Paul. And the reason why is because we have members, over 2,000 visits per month, worth of members walking around Metro Detroit that are in great shape or in way better shape than they used to be. And those people are our biggest advocates. So majority of our people, probably about 75% of our visitors, Paul, all come because a friend told them they should. So I think the convincing doesn't come from us much anymore. It comes from that person that's walking out there that's 10 pounds lighter, 20 pounds lighter, 30 pounds lighter, feeling good, feeling confident, and they're motivating their friends to join them as well.
Well, that makes good sense. And I see, too, Armand Harris with us, owner, with his partner, David, owner of Jabs Gym Eastern Market. I see that you're really getting it all together because it's not just one thing, although exercise is extremely important. Getting the proper amount of sleep is extremely important. And eating properly, which leads me to believe that might be one of the reasons that you are currently in the process of opening your first restaurant.
Yes, absolutely. We're opening up in the Avenue of Fashion on Livernois there. And, Paul, we have a seafood concept coming right to the Avenue of Fashion in between 7 to 8 Mile, and it's called What's Cracking. So we see those seashells cracking, and it's a seafood boil concept, a fast casual restaurant, about 1,800 square feet, 2 entrances to the restaurant, which I think is really cool in the design, where the back entrance is just for people who want to come, pick up their food, and head out. And then we have a front entrance for people who would like to dine in, as well as it's equipped with a huge roll-up door where you can do indoor-outdoor dining for people who want to sit in and dine with us. But I think it's going to be a great time to, what's the reason why we all work out, right, Paul? It's to eat good food and not feel guilty about it. So I'm excited to bring another business to the city of Detroit and decide to work those pounds off at Jabs Gym as well.
Well, that's a good idea. And from what I'm told, too, the Jabs Gym Eastern Market absolutely provides space that is ideally suited to one-on-one personal training sessions as well. So if you're like me and you need a little extra help or a little extra motivation, there's nothing like a personal trainer to get you to do what you have to do because you're paying them and they're there to help you do what you're supposed to do, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We certainly have personal training options for those who, don't want to be a part of the crowd or rather have one-on-one motivation. We have a plethora of different options for all age groups, all from size diversity to age diversity. It's just an amazing place for people to stop down and feel what Detroit feels like. Jabs Gym is Detroit.
Jabs Gym is Detroit, and you have wisely formed a community of fitness professionals, both in and outside of the gym.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a homegrown guy, Paul. I went to Wayne State University where I played football. And I actually used to be in the BISDM program, one of two people to ever get in straight out of high school with Dan Gilbert and Tom Izzo and all those great guys over at BISDM Entrepreneurship Academy. So I'm a Detroit guy through and through. I'm investing my time, energy, and my resources here to make the city, better and better. And I'm excited to be a part of this amazing city.
And tell me again a little bit more of the Rocket Mortgage involvement with you guys. How did you guys hook up?
Yeah, so in 2017 and 18, we had a program where we would go to the Cube and we would have fitness classes for staff. So it was an engagement that one of the fitness professionals internal at Rocket Family Companies said, hey, we want fitness trainers to come in. So we took Run This Town there. And I think, 2 to 3 times a week, we were there inside of the office providing fitness classes to the team. And it was a great time. Rocket was very generous with us and make sure our team was well taken care of. And we appreciate them. We hope to work with them in the future.
Well, and you would know this better than any of us because of what you do, Armand Harris, owner of Jabs Gym Eastern Market. is that this has become extremely important for lots of businesses. Now, certainly Dan Gilbert, Jay Farner, and the team there at Rocket have been ahead of lots of companies in things that they have provided, whether it's child care and feeding the employees so they don't have to leave the property, all those different things that now sometimes there are businesses, companies that take it for granted. But you must see, I hope, an increase in businesses looking out for their employees. It just makes good sense and gets them workout opportunities in their business, in their company, so they don't have to leave. Are you instrumental in helping companies set those kinds of programs up?
I think we have been, but the one thing I will say, Paul, is that I think as a state, we're somewhat lagging behind when it comes to, and I say that as a person that sits on the board of Governor Whitmer's, you know, Health and Fitness Council, I do think we are somewhat lagging behind when it comes to companies assisting their employees in getting healthier. And I say that directly, you know, a week ago, I was just at a playoff game over at the Golden State Warriors in, I think, places like San Francisco and places like Minneapolis. You know, there's other cities that I can think have beat Detroit, if you would, into making healthy workplaces. One, with healthy food options, in addition to providing, you know, healthy activities, right? Because we all should be getting 10,000 steps. We all should be getting a certain amount of water intake. And I think that there's a role that employers play into helping their employees achieve that, especially when people are devoting 8, 9, 10, in some cases 12 hours of their day to their employer. So I hope that this call, Paul, can be a somewhat of a you know, a alert to those who are employers out there to say, hey, you know, maybe it's a great opportunity to provide opportunities for your staff and your team to get more active throughout the day.
Excellent. How do people get in touch with you?
They can find me on everything, Paul, at armandrashad.com, A-R-M-O-N-D-R-A-S-H-A-D. You can just Google that name, Jabs Gym will pop up. All of our health and fitness programs will pop up for youth as well as for adults. And all of our social media will pop up as well. And we hope to connect with people from this outstanding podcast. Thank you for making this platform, Paul.
Well, thanks for joining us. Armand Harris, owner of Jabs Gym Eastern Market, another one of the folks who's working hard to improve the image of Detroit and of us, the people of Detroit, as we continue on Opportunity Detroit. And finally, on Opportunity Detroit, we meet the owner of Veda Hydration. Lindsay Perlmutter is here. Lindsay, welcome into Opportunity Detroit. Tell us about Veda Hydration.
Yeah, of course. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. So Veda Hydration is my baby. It is a mobile IV hydration service in the Metro Detroit area. So we're a team of nurses that come to your house, special event, or wherever, and give you vitamin IV drips or intramuscular vitamin booster shot.
Oh my goodness gracious. You have taken your career as an ER nurse and gotten some of your other nurse friends together. And so Let's say people come over to have a great time at your house and maybe you're going to do like your own mini Olympics and all of that. And then All of a sudden you guys show up and offer a mobile IV to make sure that these friends and family that come over to compete are at peak performance, at least with their fluids.
That is so funny that you say that, because we have a group that every year they do an annual beer Olympics. And
Wait a minute. Did you say annual beer Olympics?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So they do all sorts of drinking games all day long, and it's for their company, like an appreciation party.
Yeah.
So they have us come out before the party every year and give everybody a vitamin IV drip so that they are less hungover and performing, you know, more optimally. That's a funny example you use. Part of exactly what we do.
I don't want to rain on anyone's parade, but maybe they should drink less, that they don't need to go through this. But no, I want you to stay in business. But yeah, I have to tell you, I have not heard of this business. And is this happening around the country?
It is. It's a lot bigger in bigger cities. So the main place people think about it is in Vegas. There's a big hangover doctor out there who'll come to your hotel. You get in the bus and they take you to their office, or people that'll come to your hotel room. It's really big in LA and New York and Arizona, like Scottsdale, anywhere of the big party cities. It's really big. And about 4.5 years ago is when I had the idea, because we didn't really have it here. It wasn't really an option. So started planning, and we've been in business for 3.5 years now.
Isn't this amazing? You know, and I'll tell you a story here in just a moment, but I want to make sure I have this right so everybody understands. This is Lindsay Perlmutter, the owner of Veda Hydration, V-E-D-A, but pronounced Veda Hydration. And they have a mobile IV hydration drip and vitamin therapy service. They're centrally located in Detroit. Their focus is keeping you balanced in optimum health. They offer booster shots, targeted IV infusions full of healthy fluids, vitamins, minerals, and electrolytes and other essential nutrients to restore hydration and help support the immune system. It's a rather incredible opportunity for you. And as I think about it, many, many years ago when I was working in New York City, I had befriended a doctor who had been a guest on my show at WABC, Dr. Giller, who offered vitamin shots. And I remember being at his clinic and hanging out, visiting with him, and the number of celebrities that came in there. I'm not naming any of them because it's no one's business, but the number of celebrities that came in for these vitamin shots was amazing to me. And I have to tell you, we, the average person, Lindsay, never thought about that. I never thought about going to a doctor for vitamin shots. But clearly, now, certain individuals, call them enlightened or whatever, are very familiar with this process, and you're offering the service.
Yeah, exactly. So it is for everybody. And that's kind of our mission, is that we can bring it to everybody and they have access to it. So, you know, we offer competitive pricing. We offer mobile appointments. My doctor's office, who's also my medical director, they do B12 shots at her office. So I've been familiar with it for a long time. They used to work for her. But the average person can afford it if the company is targeting those people. And that's kind of what we like to do, is everybody should be able to live a balanced life. We don't expect people to, you know, only eat kale and do 30 minutes of cardio every day. It's just not realistic. So sometimes, you know, if you're at a big event or you overdid it at your wedding, or we also have a lot of people with autoimmune issues, and they do really well with the better absorption of their vitamins through the IV and the fluids in general.
Do you get many IVs or shots, booster shots yourself?
Myself? Well, yes. You know, when you work in the business, you don't do it as much as you should because you're working it all the time. But I do. I probably do a B12 shot once a month and then an IV every 2 months or so, just kind of depending on how life is going, or if I'm training a new nurse and I want them to practice on me or something like that.
Yeah, and you should know, and this is important for Lindsay Perlmutter, the owner of Veda Hydration, for you to know that they have a team of nurses with years and years of experience in healthcare, nursing and starting IVs, so you should be very confident that you're in good hands. But here's what I remember. This is 35 or so years ago, when Dr. Giller, during a slow period there in his clinic, said, "Let me give you a vitamin shot." I go, "I don't know. I don't. Do I need one?" I mean, everyone needed one, I guess. So I got the vitamin shot. And you know what I remember about this at this point, Lindsay? I remember it tasting like cotton candy in my mouth, like right after the shot. Does that still happen?
That's an interesting one.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
So B-complex has a very strong smell, and a lot of people can smell or taste it like in the back of their throat. But I wouldn't describe it as cotton candy. I would describe it as you open a bottle of Flintstones vitamins and you take a big huff. That's kind of what it is. And it's a smell and a taste at the same time. It's a very weird scent.
That's, you know, it's funny because I misremember just like anybody else sometimes when things have gone by. But I don't know why, but that's what I remember. Cotton candy,
yeah.
But I don't remember anything else. And I've never, by the way, and nor do I recommend huffing Flintstone vitamins.
Right. No,
never even occurred to me.
Not in any way. It's not the most appetizing scent.
I guess. Okay. So where do you go from here? Do you expand into other cities and states, or do you add other services? What other services would be tied into this kind of a intravenous hydration drip business?
So there's a few like newer and more involved IV drips that a lot of places offer that we're toying around with. There's a drip called NAD, which is a group of amino acids, and it's considered the fountain of youth. So it wards off cell death and it helps with your mitochondrial DNA, basically to help stop and reverse the signs of aging. However, when you get the drip, you feel like you have the flu. So until we can make it more comfortable, we're still working on that. So adding new drips, adding new nurses, because every time I add a new nurse with a different area, you know, they have their own network, they have their own people and their own city that they're in. So we can get more coverage and more clients that way. And then as well as looking into expanding into other states. That's on the horizon also.
Oh, so that is part of what the game plan is. So tell me, I don't want you to give away company secrets, but how many nurses that you use from time to time, and just how popular is this practice around here?
Sure. We have 10 nurses right now. They all kind of do this job as a second job, at least most of them anyway, but everybody has a great time. And I would say we do around 30 to 40 IVs a week, company-wide, maybe more than that.
Oh, my goodness. This is astonishing.
With summer coming up, we've had a lot of really big parties or large groups, so it may be even more than that.
I can't hide it from you. I'm astonished by this, Lindsay. I feel like totally out of it. I haven't heard of this or people doing this. Come on over. We're having a cookout this Saturday, and we'll provide the meat, the beverages, and a booster shot. I mean, I hadn't.
There you go.
It's hard enough to get people to get their shots for COVID. It just hasn't occurred to me that this would take place.
You'd be surprised at how much people love a B12 shot.
I am totally surprised. I mean, I take lots of vitamins, and I know that this is a much more efficient way to take, in this case, your B12 shots.
Absolutely.
As opposed to all the vitamins I take. But here's my problem, and I'll be honest and straightforward with you. I try to be that way all the time. I am deathly afraid of needles. I just don't like needles and shots. Now, that's not to say that everybody likes needles and shots, but obviously.
No, I think it would be really weird if you did.
Yeah, it would be. Oh, boy, I'm going to get a shot. I understand.
Exactly.
That. But enough people are okay to get a shot if they feel this is the best way for them to be at their optimum, to have, I guess, peak performance is another way of putting it at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have
a lot of people that are terrified of needles, and our nurses are very good at talking people through it, and, you know, they're quick and efficient, and they're very skilled. So that level of comfort is kind of what will sway people one way or the other.
Hey, I'm all ears, like Prince Charles. I'm all ears. do you have some tips for those of us who don't like shots that you share with people to get them their shots without it being a big problem?
Oh, yeah, of course. We talk to people. We distract them. I tell you to take a big, deep breath or wiggle your fingers or something like that just to take your mind off of what I'm doing. A lot of people think that I'm doing that in order to give you the shot correctly, but it just helps you relax.
Well, and here's something else. There are people who are good at it, giving shots, and there are people who are not so good at it. And what makes somebody very good at it is A, caring. You want them to rehire you, so you're caring. And you've done it a lot, which matters. So, I mean, I hate to admit that I've liked, it's not that I've liked some shots, but some shots are better than others. You know what I mean?
Right.
If somebody knows how to do it right, and you guys must because you do it so often, then the shot isn't so bad.
Right.
At least the way
exactly. I think I've given, I wish I could tell you how many shots I've given. Thousands for sure.
And do you give a sucker each time you give that shot? Oh, I don't know. That doesn't matter.
No, but we do have very cute Band-Aids.
Very cute Band-Aids. Well, there's the other thing. All right. Anything else? Anything else we need to know about your company? And in that, Lindsay Perlmutter, tell people how they can get in touch with Veda Hydration.
Yeah, of course. I think we pretty much covered all of the bases. My nurses are the best in the game, and they really are good at making people feel comfortable. And there's a million different reasons someone could get an IV, and we're really good at talking people through all of that. But you can find us online at vedahydration.com, and that's VEDA. And it's the same thing on Instagram or Facebook. So any of those three ways are great ways to get a hold of us.
VedaHydration.com or on social media, but remember Veda. I keep calling it Veda because that's the way we pronounce it, I guess, but it's VEDA, VedaHydration.com. Fascinating. What an interesting career path that you've chosen and successfully have done with your Veda Hydration. Lindsay Perlmutter, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That is our pleasure. That's going to do it for today's edition of Opportunity Detroit. I thank all of our guests, and I especially thank you for being tuned in to WJR and listening in. And, of course, thanks, too, to all the Rocket folks and Rocket family of companies. Thanks to Dan Gilbert and Jay Farner and the whole Rocket family of companies team. Talk to you in the morning. Regards, Paul W. Smith.